Sandbach Cricket Club are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week as they continue their fundraising efforts towards new practice nets for the club's ground. The club was established in 1886 and has multiple teams at both senior and junior level, with Sandbach's first team featuring many homegrown players as they prepare to play in Division 1 of the North Staffs and South Cheshire Cricket League following their promotion last season. Paul Coleman is the club's chair.
Sandbach Cricket Club is primarily a cricket club. It's there for providing an opportunity for adults and juniors to play cricket at a weekend. We currently have three senior teams on a Saturday who play in the North Staffs and South Cheshire Cricket League. And we have a Sunday team that plays in the Stone League and a friendly team that also plays. The club is run by volunteers. There's lots of people that contribute to the club in many facets of it, on and off the pitch, the ground. And, you know, there's too many people to mention, really. And, you know, we run the club and we're very clear that it's there for young people to enjoy and adults and get involved. And we really, really committed to the junior section over the last 10 years. And any young person that comes to our cricket club will be guaranteed a game of cricket every week. You know, we'll always make sure that they can find some sort of game. And within that, we've got, you know, kind of a smaller academy system to try and help develop maybe those young people that are showing real talent for the game. But it's taken a long time to get where we are. And there's many more people before I got involved as chair that have contributed to where we are. And to be honest, it's really satisfying that we've put in all that effort, and you can see it come to fruition on the pitch, to be perfectly honest. There will be players and professionals that come into clubs, as they do. There's always a couple within clubs, and that's to help develop young people off the pitch as well as on it, really. And we've really tried to make sure that we commit to homegrown players or players that have been with us for a very long time. Of course, you get people moving in and out of teams just naturally anyway. But, you know, it's satisfying to put in all that hard work. And, you know, we as a club have really worked hard over the last few years to invest in machinery, you know, grounds machinery, which is very expensive. Covers, side screens, fencing, maintenance, ground maintenance, new grounds, people that have come in. You know, we spent a lot of money, invested a lot in, and it's all on the back of a business plan to try and take us to the next level. We're at Division 1, and we're not kidding ourselves. You know, we're going to have to do very well to stay in that division. But if we can and start to solidify that position, then who knows, you know. It doesn't mean in a few years' time, hopefully we're talking once again, and the club is you know, represented in the Premiership. But we are, you know, people that know me, I'm very committed to every team that plays at Sandbach, right from the first team all the way down to the under-8s. And I want to make sure that the experience they have at our cricket club is the best around, really. So on a Saturday this year, our ambitions are for all three, first team, second team and third team, to, you know, to really challenge for promotion, and that's because we've got a lot of strength in depth in the players that we have, really. So fingers crossed this year we can have a, you know, a good COVID free year and really push on.
Sandbach Cricket Club has launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise funds towards new practice nets to replace the ageing nets at their base on Hindheath Road. The club has set a target of £10,000 and are asking the community for their support, as Club Secretary Richard Bowyer explains.
As part of the coaching and training of both the senior teams and the youngsters, cricket nets are an essential part of that, you know. Wherever you go, you know, if you ever go to a test match or county cricket ground, you see cricketers practicing. And it is an absolute essential part of the coaching, you know, teaching technique. So when we get outside in April for coaching for all the children and or for all the senior players, the nets are essential for bringing their skills on. And at the moment, we have two nets. And I think it's probably fair to say they're tatty. We've had them for probably, I joined the club in 2007, and I think the nets were there probably 5 or 6 years before that. So they're probably 20 years old. They've had so much use. I'm, you know, even when we're not playing cricket, I often drive past the ground or pop into the ground. There's youngsters, particularly in the summer holidays, they're constantly being used, you know, and I love to see people in the nets practicing their cricket, enjoying their cricket. So at the moment, we've got two dilapidated nets and we're going to replace those and put three nets in. And unfortunately, as Paul sort of hinted earlier, the cost of anything to do with cricket, whether it's a roller or sight screens or a scoreboard, is expensive. And the nets are going to cost towards £30,000. And we really feel that we need some help to raise some of that money, not all of it, some of that money. And that's why we've asked the community of Sandbach, Sandbach cricket players or anyone associated with the club to help us raise some money. We've got a target of £10,000. We're not sure if we'll hit that, but we've got about 10 days left now and we're hoping to get as close as possible.
From my perspective, it's the, you know, the final piece of the jigsaw for the ground, really. We're on a 7.5 acre site. And like I said before, we've invested in the machinery and other things, and it's, and the nets are just the one thing that are letting us down. And if we can solve that, and we can have a real push to get that investment in, you know, we should be good to go for a number of years to come, really. So it's not something we're not doing this crowdfunding decision to do crowdfunding lightly. You know, this is just one of those things. We've come out of COVID, you know, it's been a tough time financially for many cricket clubs. And we're no different. And this is something we just feel that if we could get the right the nets in place to the right standard, you know, that'll make sure that our ground is really up to speed. And again, we'll encourage more people to play and enjoy the game of cricket, really.
Richard, do you just want to tell our listeners how they can support? What's the key information that they need?
What you need to do is go and find Sandbach Cricket Club on Facebook. And there are notifications on there about the crowdfunding, and they need to click on it and they'll see a link to the crowdfunding, and they click on it and then they can contribute to the crowdfunder. It's fairly straightforward, honestly, just as long as you've got a card, a credit card or a Visa card, and you pay online. That's how it works. And the other thing is, by contributing, we've got some gifts on there as well, such as, you know, come and have a cricket tea. Who doesn't want a cricket tea?
With any crowdfunder, you do set up these rewards, and it's just an opportunity for people to maybe get a young person to get a T-shirt. They can even get a thank you message from the first team players. And there's different pledges so that, you know, even up to paying for benches. Maybe they want to buy a memorial bench for somebody that may have played previously. So there's very options for them to donate and get involved, really. But these are very difficult times for people. We just hope that, you know, people in and around the club will appreciate what we're trying to do, the investment we've made, what we're trying to do with the club itself. And, you know, maybe whatever they donate will be much appreciated. And, you know, just that final push and dig deep and just donate something, because it's really good to hear that and see people supporting the club, and it gives everybody a bit motivation to carry on and keep doing good things, really.
I think they're definitely worth mentioning that the Sandbach Town Council, I went to Sandbach Town Council, told them of our plans, and they're a terrific council, and they've given us some money towards it as well, you know, to help spur on the fundraising. So we're hoping to get close to that figure.
Sandbach Cricket Club has become a community hub for many people in the town, with the clubhouse often a hive of activity, even on non-match days.
At Sandbach, we have a really big clubhouse where we offer, it is a venue for cradle to grave kind of events, and therefore, we are a big community club, and we have local organisations that use us on a regular basis. We are a facility that provides an opportunity for mother and toddlers groups, for dance groups, for fitness classes, for people to use it on an ad hoc basis, and it's something we are actually trying to grow. We have a huge bonfire night, obviously, around November, that is there for the community to come and enjoy. So it's something we really want to develop and make Sandbach a real hub of a community hub for the area. And it's something we're really trying to build upon.
We have sort of a hashtag, which is more than cricket. And I think that perhaps sums up our club, that the heart of it is the cricket, but we're a community-based club. And one of the things that we do particularly, which is hugely successful, is on Tuesday night when we have a disability disco, and young people from all over the county come to us, and they have the best night every night on a Tuesday at the club, you know. And and I think that's what we're about. We are a hub for the community, and but being a hub, keeping the clubhouse going, cricket's an expensive sport, and obviously that leads us into why we're looking to fundraise at the moment.
The club takes great pride in its junior section, with the Sandbach senior teams featuring many homegrown players.
Junior cricket is an absolute essential part of our club. And if you ever get the chance to come down on a Friday, on a sunny Friday, because it gets quite windy up at Sandbach, we usually have between 80 and 100 kids training down there. And I would say over the years, the junior club and the junior teams have been much more successful, I think it's fair to say, isn't it, Paul, than the senior and the senior teams. But we've been lucky enough over the last couple of years to have a very good first team. And we've now got to the highest league position, probably in the club's history. So we're going into Division One of the North Staffordshire and South Cheshire League. And a lot of those players, and I think Paul and I are really delighted by this, a lot of those players are players who've come through the youth system. So we're very much a Sandbach team, full of Sandbach cricketers. And I think that, and to have watched them, you know, some of the players started at 8 and 9 and are now playing at an incredibly high standard. So we're really pleased.
That Friday night session, the buzz there must be absolutely fantastic.
It's great, you know, because not only do we get all the children there playing cricket, being coached by our coaches who've obviously got their coaching badges, but then we've got all the parents sitting, enjoying the sunshine, hopefully, and sitting outside and having a drink and some food, you know. And that, to me, is all part of the community spirit, all part of what we're about, you know. And, you know, it's great to see it on a Friday night when, because during COVID, we did invest in huge amounts of picnic tables. They just seemed to mushroom, didn't they, Paul? And you know, now on a Friday night, you know, if it's a nice night, hopefully, you know, we get so many people out there, you know, moms, dads, grandparents, friends, enjoying the night, watching their children, having a good practice session. So it's great, you know. And they're the next generation of cricketers for our club. And that's really important for us.
Being involved in the club and the sport of cricket has given Paul and Richard lots of enjoyment and satisfaction, and they're determined to ensure this continues for everyone involved in the club and also anyone else interested in joining.
I used to play cricket quite a lot. I've sort of, I suppose, retired, semi-retired, however you want to call it, by, you know, concentrating and helping run the club, because it isn't an insignificant amount. It's an significant amount of time, but, you know, it's really satisfying and pleasing to be involved with a community club like Sandbach. And, you know, I take a walk down there from time to time, particularly during, you know, obviously during the summer, where you see young people playing and taking up the sport, and you're providing a safe environment for them to come and learn a sport and enjoy it maybe for the rest of their lives in some capacity. And it really gives me a buzz to see that. And, you know, it keeps you going and keeps you motivated. And, you know, I enjoy watching the cricket on a Saturday, and I enjoy watching people play and enjoy themselves, really, and the level of competition. So, it's very satisfying to be involved. Despite the hard work, you know, it's you're heading in the right direction, and, you know, long may it continue.
I've played or tried to play cricket most of my life, and sadly, I can't hang my bat up. So as I head towards... In fact, my age is probably greater than the runs I score as I head towards 60. But I'm still playing. I might have one more season in. Who knows? But I love it. I joined the club in about 2007. I moved to the town, and my son was just getting interested in cricket, and he came along, and then needed coaches. And I remember another one of the committee members, Sam Boland, said, does anyone want to be a coach? And everyone stepped back except me, because I wasn't listening as usual. And I ended up being a coach. So I ended up coaching and umpiring for a couple of years. And then I got dragged into playing 13 cricket when they were short. And I've been playing ever since then. Again, it's sort of like, I was talking about cricketers who, finish their career because they've got children or the responsibilities. And I sort of got through that stage. And one of my proudest moments was playing cricket with my son, which I've done on a number of occasions. He's far better than me. He's known as the better bowyer in the club because he is. He's a far better cricketer. And I think sport, doesn't matter what sport you should do, it's great for your social life, for friendships for life, the laughter, the enjoyment, standing in a field for a few hours, it's great for your spirit. When we came out of lockdown and just fielding became a pleasure because I was outside again and enjoying the banter, the comedy that goes on, there's a great spirit about the cricket club. And there's a great spirit about cricket. And, some of my happiest moments have been with people at Sandbach, whether that's maybe having a quiet beer, bite to eat, or playing cricket. And it means a lot to us, I think, and which is why we're here tonight, I suppose, here today, trying to promote the club and get more people involved.
We'd love to see as many people to pop in, if they see the cricket on particularly, to come and support the club. It does make a difference to lots of clubs, and I would encourage people to go and see other clubs as well. Really, when they're driving by, call in, have a nice drink, maybe possibly something to eat or a little snack. Enjoy the cricket, grab a bench, and enjoy an afternoon out in the sunshine. Really, so I'd encourage people to support any cricket clubs. Of course, I'd love everybody to come to Sandbach, but just supporting your local clubs really important.